John Tolleson was a 30th round draft pick of the Los Angeles Dodgers out of Baylor in 2010. He pitched for L.A. out of the pen in 2012. Then he missed most of the 13 season because of back surgery. Well, Texas would pluck the right-hander off the waiver wire, and it turned out to be a great move for the Rangers. Tolleson pitched in 64 games in 2014 with a 3-1 record. And then he was the club's closer in 2015 with 35 saves. Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always connect online for more info or if you'd like to give at WWIB.com. After a second career Tommy John, Sean Tolleson retired from MLB just recently, and he's back with me on the show today. So 2015, Sean, was a spectacular season for you and the club. You were 6-4 at 2.99 ERA, 35 saves. Like I said, the Rangers pitcher of the year, and the club makes the postseason, ultimately losing to Toronto in the ALDS. Take us back to that 2015 season, will you?
Yeah, 2015 was a really memorable season. You know, it's probably the season that, when I look back on my career, it's probably the first thing I'll look back and remember. Our experiences that I had that season. I finished 2014. I just kind of came in and it was a surprise to make the club that year for the Rangers and ended up having a great season. Came into 2015 looking to play a prominent role in the bullpen. And just the way the pieces fell sometime in May or June, I ended up being in the closer role. They just were kind of looking for somebody to fill in that role, and I stepped up and filled in and experienced a ton of success doing that. I was able to convert, you know, save after save after save. It seemed like every other game I was getting out there to finish out a close ball game. And so I kind of just took that and ran with it. And we ended up clinching the AL West which was an awesome memory. I think I got to finish the game that we actually clinched a playoff berth that season. So being out there to finish that game was a cool memory. And then obviously, like you said, some of my best and worst memories were that Toronto series. We went and won two games against Toronto. And just needed to win one more to make it to the next round of playoffs, and came back to Texas and lost both of them, and ended up going back to Toronto in just one of the most memorable games, really of the last decade of baseball. Just seeing all of Canada kind of go berserk and go crazy, and so being able to pitch in that series was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was nuts up there. I was at Jose Bautista, famous, or maybe from your perspective, infamous bat flip game. So you must have thought at the end of that season that this was just the beginning for you with 35 saves. Who would have thought the clock was ticking on your career?
Yeah, you know, I really did. I really thought that after that 2015 season, I thought I had really hit my stride. I thought that I had finally kind of made my way kind of into my prime. Lo and behold, you know, the next season hits, my career never recovers from that.
Yeah, in 2016, you signed as a free agent with the Tampa Bay Rays. What was your arm situation, Sean, at that time?
When I signed with Tampa, there was no issues with my arm at all. I wasn't really experiencing any issues at all, which is, you know, one of the reasons that they signed me. I agreed to a contract with them under the stipulations that I would come out there and complete a pretty extensive physical, so they could kind of check me out and make sure that there wasn't anything going on. And they actually MRI'd my elbow and had an orthopedist look at it, and MRI'd my back and had a spine specialist look at it. And they felt comfortable enough to go ahead and sign me for that season. So.
Yeah. Well, the pain was persistent. Doctors recommended Tommy John surgery, and then the comeback. Tell us about that, will you? The price you paid, not just, you know, in working out those hours, but you even watched video of yourself with the Rangers to see if you could recreate this pitching motion that got you to the pitcher of the year, didn't you?
Yeah, no. So kind of my regimen was I would wake up. I was waking up for about the last year. Waking up at 5:45 and getting a workout in. You know, I put a real focus on just my entire body's health and wellness, and that was from, you know, working out and exercising and conditioning to what I was eating and to what I was doing to recover from everything. I took it down to almost an exact science. I worked with a doctor here in Dallas that kind of helped me do that. I actually went from about a kind of a soft 225 pounds to kind of a lean and really in shape 200 pounds over the course of this year, and really did, you know, get myself into the best shape possible. But you know, I was waking up early, working out, and then at about 9:30, I would drive over to Arlington and do my rehab with the Rangers physical therapist and get my throwing in. And the drive actually is about 60 miles from my house. So I was making that drive 60 miles one way, getting my throwing in, my rehab in, and then getting back in the car and driving 60 miles back. And I would, you know, usually make a pit stop off in downtown Dallas at this doctor's office and do a few more things for recovery, just to make sure that I was giving myself, you know, the best chance possible to make it back.
Yeah. So what's next for the 31-year-old? I think we'll save that for our next sports commentary show, if that's okay, Sean. I also want to talk about how you knew that God was part of this process of going through the surgery, rehab, and ultimately the decision to retire. So we'll visit about that next time, if that's okay, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
Yeah, absolutely.